alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of His voice, it's so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. With me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share, and the love we share, and the peace we share, and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever. No, holy, 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 Lord, your God, almighty. Our song shall rise to Thee, Lord, so holy, holy, You are holy, God, Your merciful and mighty, God, in the three persons, blessed Trinity, holy, You're holy, you're holy, God, all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns all around the glassy sea. Each cherubim and seraphim, these angels are falling down before thee, which word and art had evermore shall be, because you are holy. Holy, holy, you're our Lord God Almighty. All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea, for you are holy, so holy, holy, merciful and mighty. God in three persons, your God in three persons, you are our God in the three persons. Blessed Trinity, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this old world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So turn your eyes upon our Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world, all the things of this world, everything in this world, those problems will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory, in the light of his glory, that beautiful light of his glory and grace close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. We want to be close to thee all along our pilgrim journey. Savior, let us walk with thee. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Yes, I am. And thank you so much for bringing us in with those, oh my God, those songs that I would hear at my grandmother's church, in the garden, and holy, 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 and close to thee, keep our eyes on Jesus. When we do all of those things, we know, God, that we are will be at peace and will be set free. So thank you so much for your worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for so joyfully seating and greeting our family members and starting us off here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet each and every one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. You see, this call was founded, oh my goodness, 11 and a half years ago by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, and we stand on a scripture verse, and that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you go to our website, you will find the messages from the beginning of this call, all the way back to October 2010, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers. And our website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a rich theme, and the theme that the Holy Spirit has laid on her heart for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and I might add, there are no auditions whatsoever. You just have to have a heart to want to serve God. So if that is you, and if God has put it on your heart to serve as a psalmist, as you heard Dr. Vanessa so beautifully do, or as a greeter, as Minister Keisha so joyfully did, or as a host, which is what I am doing right now, or perhaps God has put a word in your heart that you want to share, this is the place for all of that to happen. You may also have a praise report or a prayer request. Excuse me. And know that on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer for the second half of our call so that you can give your praise report or your prayer request live. But any other time, know that we are praying for you 24/7 when you submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you, Dr. Vanessa will be in contact with you to either be a part of the leadership team or to share your prayer request and or your praise report with us. Now, the company that brought us all together was once called Artists International, and it is now called Artists Life, and it was established by the Gaze de Leon family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about the company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and they will be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, which is held by a group of dynamic leaders, and they will give you all the benefits of the artist products, and I'm sure as well as the opportunity. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and the call will be hosted by Dee Lee. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. And if for some reason you cannot get on without having to pay, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And as I said, today is Testimonial Thursday, and Manager Dee Lee is the host of the call today. Well, so much for the announcements. I am going to tell you just a few things about our speaker, and then I'm going to pray because I don't want to take up any more time so that she can get on with the message. Our speaker for this morning is none other than Minister Ruth Smith. She accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior at the age of 15. She is the mother of two adult children, Ann and Jalen, and she's also a grandmother. She is blessed with a sincere compassion to serve people, and she stands on her favorite scripture verse, which is Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So, Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, God, that you woke us up in our right minds to serve you. God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola Roberts, the reason why we are here this morning, the reason why we are here to hear our minister Ruth bring the word. Father, we pray that you bless her immensely. Father, we thank you, God, that you've already downloaded in her what she is going to share this morning. We bind every attack from the evil one in the name of Jesus, because he nor any of his cohorts or imps have any place on this call, because they cannot stand what the word says. So we thank you, God, that this call is already saturated by the blood of the Lamb. It is cleansed. All the airwaves are cleansed. All the transmission waves are cleansed. And this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Now it is my pleasure to introduce to you my sister and to present to some to others someone who is radiant, who is uplifting, who gives a timely word and is transparent at all times, and who is honest. None other than our very own Minister Ruth Smith. Minister Ruth, are you there?
Thank you, my sister. I am here.
Bless you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a beautiful introduction. I am humbled, and I appreciate you, my dear sister. Well, I'm just incredibly honored and pleased to be able to bring an encouraging message to everyone on the Master's Call today. I thank you all for joining, from the newest person that's joined to the person that has been here for almost 12 years. We thank every man, woman, and child, every minister, every teacher, every lay person. Oh, we just appreciate each and every one of you. I am honored today, and I thank our leaders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa and Reverend Dr. Pacola, for allowing me, little old me, little girl from San Bernardino, California, to encourage the people today. And I ask that the Lord give me strength so that we can be better, hear some hard truths, but be better, kind of like that castor oil. Some of y'all may be too young for that, but a lot of us remember old mama would open up your mouth, and you loved your mother, and back then you did what she told you to do, and you'd open up your mouth thinking it was a spoonful of honey or molasses or something like that, but my goodness gracious, it was castor oil, and it was dreadful, but it kept us regular, so you don't hear about that no more, but that's how this message is going to be. It's going to be a spoonful of something that will help you be better in our financial lives. It's a continuation of the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe message on attributes of financial management, kingdom solutions to financial problems, secrets for living financially free, kingdom keys, the principles of management. And I definitely add in there time management, but just effective management. This will be an ongoing series because, as you know, and we hear it time and time again, most marriages, most relationships, most households have financial issues. There's only a small percent. You hear about the 1% of the wealthy that run the country, the Rockefellers and the rest of them. And then you hear about the immense poverty. Well, the word says the poor will always be among us. The word also says our riches are stored up with the wicked. So where is your money? How have you managed the resources you have? Dr. Boyce Watkins always talks about his grandmother who was uneducated because, as we know, our grandparents and great-grandparents, oftentimes they left school early to take care of the family. So his grandmother she made about $25,000 a year, which a long time ago, that wasn't too shabby of an annual income, but she was a good manager over what she had. And you'll hear that it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. Whether you make $50,000 or $30,000 a year, or maybe even $20,000 or $15,000 on a fixed income as a senior, it's what you do with your money. It's not what your money will do with you. You have to plan your work and work your plan. Believe me, if you don't have a budget and if you don't have a plan for your money has a plan for you, and you probably won't agree with it. So you got to get in front of it and be proactive and not reactive. Oh, we just bless your name. This is going to be good this morning. I'm going to encourage myself along the way because it has indeed been a process for me with financial management, as it was not learned. My parents did the best they could. They were hardworking. My mother, a school teacher. My father, a sanitation worker. That's a trash man. But you know what? It's honorable work. And I tell you, never heard about financial management. We heard about the good Lord, and that's great. And we heard about better clean your room and do your homework. But never talked about checkbooks and money and credit card and investments and wills and financial planning and what's our budget for the week. We just grew up in immense poverty. So I digress. So I just want to tell each and every one of you that oftentimes in churches, which a lot of us are used to going to church and being in the church and operating in the church, average pastor graduates from Bible school with little to no classes on just practical management. Management before theology. These are the words of Dr. Miles Monroe. He also says this is why most churches have financial issues. We know this to be true. It may be our little secret in our community, but we know it to be true. It contains broke people or financially, I don't really like the word broke, but financially strapped people living paycheck to paycheck, or what Dr. Lynn Richardson says, from Friday payday to Monday, you're broke on Monday, you paid on Friday. It attracts financially strapped or broke people. And they are financially embarrassed. We know that our Lord and Creator owns a mansion. He owns everything, a cattle on a thousand hills. But Dr. Miles Monroe says, but we are still renting. I'll add that renting indeed has its purpose. I have rented lots of times. But when you sit down and you take pen to paper and you calculate the rent that you have paid, and you've been so faithful and loyal and on time, giving the landlord that money, he's paying his mortgage, and he's getting more properties because he has a system that works. Why not be paying yourself in your own little piece of land? It could be a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom. It can be a 5-bedroom. It doesn't matter. It can be a piece of land. Own a piece of God's green earth. It is truly the gift that keeps on giving. And this is how ownership of any piece of property can be used wisely to build what we always hear about now, generational wealth. It's more than just a buzzword. It's more than just what you may hear on social media. This is what we are supposed to be striving for. And wealth, prosperity, yes, that includes money. Okay, the Bible says money answers all things if aligned with the word of the Lord and used in purpose and principle and used proactively and used in a kingdom-building mindset, wealth, prosperity. This is all under the umbrella of prosperity, which also includes health. You take that money and you may spend a little more on organic or a little more going to a different store or driving out to the country to get some fresh fruits and vegetables. However, health, good health is also a part of prosperity. Good budgeting and time management, good financial planning, and hey, listen here, good relationships, communication, especially within your family. It's nothing like hearing about someone passing away and folks don't even know where the checkbook, where did mama keep the checkbook? Where did daddy said he had insurance policy? Grandma said this, that. I mean, we just going on hearsay. And where is the plan? Where is the book? You know, mama used to have a shoe box in the closet or under the bed, or one of my friends buried some money in the floor, in the mattress, wherever it is. You have to bring all this together and optimize it and monetize it and make it in a very simple, practical way to disseminate your information to others so they know what to do when that time comes. We'll talk more about that later. So I ask each and every one of you, research the Freedmen's Bank. This is basically established post-slavery during the time where our government gave back just huge amounts, massive amounts of land to the slave masters. So they already had land because they had the plantations that had the slaves on it. Then the slaves became free in 1865. And then we were promised 40 acres and a mule, which that promise was not kept. Then you had the Freedmen's Bank that was established, which do your research on that. You'll see what happened with that, where we all put our money in one bank, thinking that it was safe. It's the same things that are going on, that have went on in the past. Those are the same things that are happening today. History repeats itself. The players and the individual and the times will change, but it's all the same game. It's all the same thing. If we don't learn from our past, we're doomed to repeat it in our future. And more importantly, once we leave this earth, it's our children and our grandchildren, sweet little grandbabies that we see and say we love so much. They're the ones that are going to suffer. They're the ones that are going to pay our debt if we don't pay it, if we don't put a plan in place. Strive to be the Lord, lowercase l, over your own land, hence the phrase landlord. Now, here's a personal story. I get passionate about this because it hits close to home to me. My brother Matt got pneumonia and died at the age of 12. Of course, mom and daddy had no life insurance. My mother dies of renal failure and hypertension. That's high blood pressure. So once again, more health issues, no life insurance. My Aunt Annie, my dad's sister, his oldest sister, she struggled with alcoholism. But I tell you, she was the life of the party, and we all loved her so much. She walked out from a nightclub one time. She lived across the street with her two young adult sons and was hit by a car, knocked 34 feet up in the air, hit the ground. Her two sons ran out hearing the commotion and held their dying mother in their arms as she took her last breath. And I'm sorry to say, no will, no life insurance. But here's a light at the end of the tunnel. My mother's brother, my Uncle Alcus, was the only family member documented who always talked about generational wealth, attempted to start a family foundation. I mean, things that we had never heard of. He had savings bonds for me when I was little. And I tell you, I found out about those savings bonds when I was 22. I went and cashed those babies in and bought me a Mercedes. Wow. I look back on that. What a foolish thing. It's been said that a fool and their money will soon part. But when you don't understand the time value of money, and I didn't understand, if I would have just held on to those savings bonds, I would have a pretty penny right now. I wouldn't have had to struggle to scrape up my down payment. So Uncle Alk is to the rescue again. He has a small life insurance policy with AT&T, where he worked with NASA building the space shuttle, but he also, after he left NASA, he worked a few years for AT&T. And he always talked about, it was his pride and joy, he had this policy with them, and man, we thought it was $100,000. You know, we said, dang, Uncle got some money. But it was a very small amount, and he divided that up amongst about 7 to 10 people. But you know what? It sounds crazy. It sounds far-fetched. But even in his passing on December 30th, 2020, let me see, these years are going by so fast, 2020, even in his passing, he left, as the old folks say, a little piece of change for us. But it was equivalent to almost a down payment for me. And even though during that time I had established my budget, like I say, we are all a work in progress. We are all a work in progress. If you mess up on your budget, it's okay. Pick yourself up. Recognize the error that you made, the overspending, whatever you did. Ask the good Lord to forgive you, and more importantly, forgive yourself and implement something to help you do better next time. By the grace of the Lord, I was able to get my home. But I tell you, I had to scramble and pray up some commissions at work and do all kinds of things, liquidate everything I had to get the cash I needed. But I will tell you, my Uncle Alkis did his job. He did his job, and it's a good start and a good legacy. Legacies aren't always pretty. They're not always perfect. They're not what you see in the movies and on social media and in magazines. A lot of people, you see, it's great to travel and all those things are great, but so much is posted, and there's nothing, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. We live in a posting society. It's the new chain letter. I don't know. It's the new way that we do things. It's the new way that we express ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you do. But what is more important is, what is the legacy that you are leaving for your family? Ecclesiastics tells us that there's a time for everything. We all know there's a time to live. Abundant living we should have through all our trials and tribulations, but we should be building. Even the good Lord says, run me some interest back on my money. Don't sit and let it bury in the ground and do nothing with it, and it be stagnant and it not gain any interest. Take the gift that I've given you, no matter the amount. Take those talents, those one, those three, those five talents, and run me back some interest, some ROI, some return on my investment. The Lord is all about increase. That's what he's about. Production, increase, purpose, planning, discipline, principles. It's all put in place while while the Lord is loving. Our Creator is gracious. He is merciful. He is a protector. He gives us resources. He gives us more than we will ever need. What are you doing with your time, talent, treasures, the education that you do have? What are you doing with it? What will be your legacy, my brother, my sister, my young person? To those who will hear this playback later, what will be your legacy? I won't be finished with this message today, but I have so much to say, and it just can't be done in this short period of time. Will your legacy be childhood trauma, memories coupled with bills and poor financial planning? Or will you leave a will, a durable health and financial document, so that your loved ones know your wishes, know what you need to do? There won't be uncertainty.
What will be your legacy? When will we learn? Every day people are dying. Every day there's a sweet baby born. What will be your legacy for your family? What type of kingdom principles will you implement today, even after this call? You only have all the time you're going to get, and the time is now to set up a plan so the plan won't set you up. Please, I beg each and every one of you, start today. Do not be hard on yourself. Don't let distractions fool you into, oh, well, you had this and you didn't do that, or you got this money and you didn't do that, or you got this and that. Don't get caught up in that. Guess what? It's already done. What are you going to do today to make a difference for tomorrow? I yield the mic back to our gracious hosts at this time.
Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. What will be your legacy? And I told you all she was going to bring us a timely message. Thank God for Uncle Alkus and just for everything that you shared with us this morning, because it is so true. I will call you back to give us our benediction after we pray and I give announcements. Oh, Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for this rich message that your daughter, Minister Ruth, brought to us this morning. Father, I thank you that she is able to share the experiences that she had in her family with us, to bring it on home, to let us know that we have to save something. Just like you put a seed in the ground and you get corn, you don't eat all your corn. You save some for the next year and plant it. God, thank you so much for her. And I pray, God, that you fill her up even more and that she continues to be a blessing, and that you bless her going out and her coming in and her entire family, Lord, and that she can continue to encourage others, Lord, and that we will take this message and not be just hearers of the word, but be doers as well as sharers of it. We thank you, Lord, for our excellent founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Bacola Robertson. We just thank you, God, for the seed that they've planted in the ground and how we have all grown. And now we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to guide them and strengthen them and fill them up, God, and shower them with your favor and shower them with your blessings. And whatever their touch, oh God, they prosper therein. And we ask that you bless their families and bless their health as well. Father, we have a number of people on our list who I will not call who on our physically challenged list, but are blessed to be well list. And we're asking, God, that you stretch your hand out and that you give an anointing to their bodies and that you touch and heal them, because you said in your word that you are the God who heals and that you want us to have life and that more abundantly. So we lift up Sandy and Jackie and Jerry and Leroy and BJ and Davola and Lavana and Wanda, both Aunt Joyce's, and Daryl and William and Sonia. And we lift up Wanda, Lord. Father God, we continue to lift up Lynn Thompson and her family in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up baby Kingston and Margaret and Father, ooh, just so many that, but you know each and every one, Lord Jesus, God, and that you just touch in a special way. We continue to lift up our bereaved families, Lord, the Polk family, the Cooper family, Father, and there's the Lavanya's family, Father, there's so many. And Father God, we just ask for those who are of us who are being challenged in other areas, God. It may not be physical. It may not be the transition of a loved one, but it may be something else. We ask, God, that you touch in a mighty way and that you give us direction and that we hear from you, that we hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Now, God, we just thank you for each and every family member who's on this call this morning and for those who will listen to the playback. God, that you continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above in our lives. We thank you, God. We honor you, God. We lift up Kalon as well, oh God, for his the decision that he makes with regard to his leg. And thank you for Aaron and what he's doing, God, to feed the homeless, that there would be more than enough. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear the playback. And that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. Again, join us on the Morning Motivational Call. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617#. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and Manager D. Lee is the host. Again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that rich time of worship this morning. May God bless you. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our family and guests with the joy of the Lord in your heart. May God continue to bless you. And may God continue to bless you, our speaker, Minister Ruth, and each and every one on this line. God bless you. And from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I sincerely love me some you. Minister Keisha, come on back and give us the benediction, please.
Well, thank you, my dear sister.
Minister Keisha, Minister Ruth.
No worries, my dear. No worries. Yeah, Keisha, that's my prayer partner. I'll be Keisha today. Praise the Lord. May the Lord shine his face upon each and every one of you. Activate the gifts that are stirred up within you. Be a awesome time manager. Leave a legacy for your family. Start today to make a difference for tomorrow. I love each and every one of you. We'll continue the message again next time I'm with you. Have a blessed day.